They call themselves Superstorm Sandy survivors. They are the forgotten New Yorkers who say their basic human rights are being ignored. Alistair Williams is a displaced Coney Island resident.
We've been misplaced, displaced, moved from shelter to hotel. No food, seems like there's no help that's forthcoming. I'm separated from my children because I had to send them to live with their grandmother for the time being, because right now I just don't see putting them through this mentally for them. I don't think that's a good thing for any of the children to have to go through this.
Isaiah Laws says he represents the children traumatized by Sandy.
I want stability. These other kids want stability. We want to be able to go to sleep without fearing that another hurricane is going to happen. I have been severely traumatized. I'm afraid to speak right now because it just makes me so sad. My heart has a wide hole in it. And it's not like anyone can fill that back up. We need assistance. This is too much for us to handle emotionally and physically. This is a scary situation. And if I can ask one thing, I just want to live in my home peacefully and go to sleep without worrying about anything.
Isaiah's mom, Natisha, does a lot of worrying too.
My son has been missing school. He's 9 years old. You know, he's been traumatized by this emotionally and physically. You know, every day, you know, I can't do the things that a regular mom would be able to do.
Natisha Law and her family have been moved around from place to place since the hurricane hit her apartment and made it unlivable. Even though she is in a Midtown Manhattan hotel now, she can't afford to live in Midtown Manhattan. She can't afford groceries, and her children are going hungry. It's not like having a holiday in a hotel, says Alistair Williams.
The city is spending so much money to house us in hotels, and people look at us like, you know, you're living in a hotel. We're living in one room. One room. Now you tell me what man and woman can stay in one room 24 hours a day and you're going stir crazy in there. And we're at each other's throats. Let's see how many people have family problems when all is said and done. Let's see let's see a census on that. We just need help. We need help, and the kids need help.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that don't speak English that are involved in this, and they need help. We don't have anybody. Nobody's come through. We have a Russian family in the hotel that I'm staying in. There's nobody been there to see them specifically, even though we've asked for somebody to come through for them from BRC, from Samaritan Village, FEMA, everybody. We've asked for specific needs for some of the people that are there, and we haven't had anything from these organizations. So where are they now?
Williams is not alone in feeling abandoned. Tricia and Jerome Stevenson were Far Rockaway residents who lived in Zone A.
We've been displaced. We've been getting a little bit of help. Even Red Cross themselves said that they're not going to be helping anymore. They was giving us the money and the food cards. And NYCHA is telling us because we don't have an income, we have to sign up for public assistance, and we won't get no help.
Grace Diabois is from Staten Island, but has now moved to the Bronx.
And the Sandy destroyed all our things, so we need your help. That's what I can see.
Thousands of New York families have been placed in hotels around New York City. Some have been placed in Midtown hotels, but others have been placed in decrepit housing conditions. Giselle Routier is with the Coalition for the Homeless.
I myself have been out to a lot of these places. There are two rooming houses up in the Bronx on Fayal Street where dozens of evacuees have been placed. Both of those buildings have dozens of building code violations and fire safety hazards. And the conditions there are pretty terrible. It's run down. There's vermin issues. There's another hotel, the Park Avenue Hotel, where evacuees continue to be placed today, where the conditions are also terrible, and there have been fights and drug dealers roam the halls. And we want to make sure that people not only are getting housing assistance but are being kept in a safe and secure place until they get that housing assistance.
The coalition wants families to be moved immediately from unsafe and unsanitary conditions. They want families to be given stability without the threat of being evicted every 2 weeks and need help with food and transportation. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.